Now, when the sympathetic system fires, there's a predictable series of events that occur. For example, when it fires, pupils dilate, which increases the ability of the eye to take in light and actually increases the visual field. When the sympathetic system fires, all the bronchi, the air tubes, constrict, which reduces the flow, they relax, which increases the flow of air, increases the intake of oxygen and the release of carbon dioxide. When the sympathetic system fires, the exchange of respiratory gases is far more efficient. When the sympathetic system fires, heart rate increases, the strength of heart contraction increases. There's also what's called peripheral vasoconstriction. All the small arteries in the skin constrict and turn pale when the sympathetic system fires. And all the many vessels that feed into the gut constrict. Blood supply to the gut shuts down when the sympathetic system fires. Now, there's a rich plexus of arterial flow into the gut because digestion is a very metabolically active process. And those cells that are involved with digestion require a lot of oxygen and nutrients to function efficiently. Now, when the sympathetic system fires, all that shuts down. However, the blood supply to the muscles increases and the blood supply to the brain increases. So you have a shutdown of blood supply to the skin and to the gut, increased blood supply to the brain, to the muscles. The sympathetic system fires, all aspects of digestion shut down, not just the blood supply, but peristalsis. There are various valves along the intestinal tract, the pyloric sphincter at the end of the stomach, the valve of Houston in the rectum. They shut down. Peristalsis turns off. The release of hydrochloric acid and pepsin in the stomach stops. The release of the pancreatic enzymes, the proteolytic, lipolytic, amylytic, shuts down. Liver function shuts down, both the detoxification processes, the liver is the body's main detoxification organ. That's where environmental chemicals, our own metabolic waste, are processed, neutralized, prepared for excretion. When the sympathetic system fires, liver function shuts down, detoxification processes, and also the digestive aspects of the liver. Liver produces bile salts and bicarbonate, absolutely essential for normal digestion. The pancreas, the liver work together during digestion. All of that shuts down. However, when the sympathetic system fires, endocrine function increases. The release of thyroid hormone, adrenal hormone, increases. Thyroid hormone increases pulse rate, increases blood pressure. Thyroid hormone is famous for breaking down stored protein and fat to provide usable energy. Adrenal hormones break down protein and fat to provide usable energy. Adrenal hormones raise blood pressure. Well, if you follow this, and they teach this to first-year medical students, the sympathetic nervous system is the classic stress nervous system. It is the nervous system activated with any kind of stress, psychological, physical, mental, spiritual, doesn't matter what kind of stress, any kind of stress, psychological, emotional, physical, the sympathetic system turns on. And it makes sense when you think about what it does, all these disparate things I'm throwing out here. What it does suits perfectly a time of stress. In a time of stress, when you have to run away from a car accident, or climb out of a car, run away from a fire, you don't care if you're digesting your last meal efficiently. You want blood going to your brain and blood going to the muscle.